The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services, locally owned and operated, and HLAC certified, meeting the highest industry standards. Walker has partnerships with hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in and around the metro area. Walker Medical Linen Services in Kansas City and online at walkermls.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're going to be joined by Todd Lebo at some point, right? Live from Radio Row down at the Final Four in Houston. I'd like to give something away right now. I am going to be the MC of a wonderful draft party. The evening the draft concludes, coming up next month here in Kansas City. That Saturday night will make you feel all right. Big party Saturday, April 29th, start at 5 p.m. until 11 at Harris Casino Voodoo Lounge in North Kansas City. Brought to you by our good friends at CBD American Shaman and Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm the MC, the hosts are Christian Okoye, Neil Smith, and Tim Grunhard. And the musical guests are Blaine Howard, The Goody Mob featuring CeeLo Green, and Uncle Cracker. Play something from Uncle Cracker. Let me see, what's a good... How about play...
He did the remake of the old Moby Gray song, Drift Away, right?
Yeah, but... That's a...
Don't know how you met me, you don't know.
Play Smile.
Why you can't,
how about
turn
that?
Around and say goodbye.
See if you can find that in the sense. Play Smile by Uncle Cracker.
I make you free.
Oh, are you, you know what? Give me a big. He wants me to find a song. Who are you talking to? Who did I interrupt? Who's the phone call did I interrupt?
Did I win?
Yeah, no, you didn't. You didn't win nothing yet. How can you win if I haven't said anything?
I'm on a delay. That guy's gonna hate me.
I like this because I still do. When they were younger, I used to sing this song to my daughters, and I made them a video with a bunch of pictures of us to this song. This is a very sweet. This is one of my favorite Uncle Cracker songs. I hope he plays this song. I hope he sings it. He has daughters, and then I'm gonna interview Uncle Cracker next week. Can you reserve? We're going to do Thursday at 10:15. How's that sound? What do you put your face down for that? What's wrong with that? You don't want Uncle Cracker on the show? Man, oh, man.
You're keeping my fingers busy today.
I don't know what that
means. Hello?
Anyway, Uncle Cracker will be on the show next week. We'll see if Nate takes part in that, since he doesn't like Uncle Cracker, apparently.
What? What?
Blaine Howard, CeeLo Green, Uncle Cracker, with me as your MC at Harris Voodoo Lounge. That should be a wild party. For more information, go to kcdraftparty.com. Corporate sponsorships. You can get a corporate table. You can do all kinds of VIP ticket information. It's going to be tremendous. Some of the players are going to be there. Dan Saliamua. You don't care?
I'm a big fan of Dan Saliamua.
Deron Cherry?
Heard of him.
Derek Alexander?
Heard of him.
Keith Cash?
Heard of him.
Carlos Carson?
Favorite wide receiver of all time?
Mark Collins?
Heard of him.
AD Anthony Davis?
Ooh.
What? Kendall Gammon?
Man, this is a regular who's who.
Ted McKnight will make you feel all right.
Yeah, he will.
Tim Barnett, who listens to this show.
Hey, Tim.
And he has a few things to say to you. I can promise you that.
Is that right?
I don't know. And here might be the best one. Because all I want to do is I want to join this gentleman and smoke a Joe Burrow. I want to smoke a Joe Burrow with Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Yes.
I want to smoke a Joe Burrow.
Yeah, you do.
I got you. They're offering two tickets to you to go to this party. But you're acting
slide them on
you
over.
You said,
here.
I'd like to go to this. And then our man Jamie from CBD American Shop said, tell Nate he's got two tickets. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm Mr. Big Shot. I got things to do.
Did I say any of those things?
No, probably not.
What do I got to do to claim these tickets?
Say yes.
I'm only taking them if I get VIP access to Stephen St. John.
No, VIP access to Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Well, that too.
Would you like a picture of us smoking a Joe Burrow?
Yes, I'll bring the cigars. Yeah. That's what I contribute
now,
to.
Now, how about that, you smart mouth Marco?
Yeah, Marco.
You
want to
be negative about everything? When all I want to do is smoke a Joe Burrow.
Let's go.
Smoking kills.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what else? Speed kills. All right? That's what used to be on T-shirts of St. Pius football speed. Cause
that's what speed do.
So if you want to be a part of that, this what I've just described to you on Saturday, April 29th, kcjackparty.com for more information. And if you a corporate sponsor, if you got an office or something, you want to buy a table, treat your employees right for once, do it. But I got two GA tickets to caller number 10, 913-3810-810. It's a draft party, it's a concert, and it's a celebration all rolled into one. Whatever else you want it to be.
It all rolled into one nice Joe Burrow.
Smoke Joe Burrow.
We're doing that. We're absolutely getting that picture. How do I need to be dressed for this thing? Am I going, are we getting dressed up? Are we?
I think I might wear something Chiefs. I don't know. I feel like my old school Joe Delaney jersey would be the good thing to bring this up. But maybe
should
not.
I wear my autographed Carlos Carson jersey?
I might wear, I have a new Christian Okoye t-shirt from Charlie Hustle that might be a good choice for that. Something like that. I don't know.
Oh, hello.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. She's a casual. It's Uncle Cracker Crown, so you don't have to wear a suit or anything.
Okay.
I think that'd be out of a place.
Yep.
Dress to have fun. 913-3810-810. Caller number 10 gets two GA tickets to KC Draft Party to hang out with me, Neil Smith, Christian Okoye, Tim Grunhardt, Blaine Howard, CeeLo Green, and Uncle Cracker. And DJ Mike Watts. So, yeah, I put it all out there for you. How's that sound to you? I bet it sounds great. And then if you want to talk to Uncle Cracker with me next Thursday?
Yeah.
Give him the old what for?
You know, being an uncle is one of the coolest things that's ever happened to me in my life. So
see? You can share the experience with him.
Yeah.
Do we got a winner? Good. You leaving?
Yeah, I'm going to get out of here.
Where are you going?
Toronto.
Or?
I'm going to be calling the Toronto FC versus Charlotte FC match tomorrow.
You ever been in Toronto?
I have been to Toronto twice, I believe.
What was good about Toronto?
Once I went when I was traveling with the Kansas City Royals.
What was good about Toronto?
Food. Oh, man, the food in Toronto. Toronto was once described to me by somebody as New York City if it were run by the Swiss.
What?
It's a very international.
Okay.
It's got a very international flair to it. Great Indian food, great Thai food, great Italian food.
Yeah.
There's great food everywhere in Toronto. I did check out I don't know if it's the Hockey Hall of Fame or the NHL Hall of Fame, but it is a Hockey Hall of Fame that's there. Rogers Center's a cool place. And the BMO Field where the Toronto FC plays is a really cool stadium. I think Toronto's a great city. It's a great city on a global level. So I'm excited to go. There's going to be a little cold up there. But I told him when I was talking to my producer, he lives in Toronto. He was in Kansas City in 1988 to watch George Bell hit three home runs for the Blue Jays on opening day. Then he went to the national title game to watch Kansas beat Oklahoma. I always think about, whenever I think of Toronto, I always think about the 80s and the Royals playing against the Blue Jays. But we could think about the 2015.
Yeah, ask them if they remember that ALCS.
Yeah, ALCS. Oof. A couple of ALCSs where the Royals got the best of the Blue Jays,
when are you coming back?
Sunday morning. So it's quick in and out.
You're always doing those quick in and outs.
That's
my specialty. That's my specialty.
Is the timing right so we break now? Will we have Lebo when we come back? Oh, we'll get
him. He's already listening. You can say hi to him right now if you want.
Hello, Dum-Dum.
Dum-Dum.
What are you doing?
I just had a freaking nightmare flashback when Nate starts talking about George Bell hitting home runs because you know what happened that night.
Yeah, that's when Kansas beat Oklahoma in the national title game.
Aren't you late for your plane, Nate? Goodbye.
He doesn't want to talk to you now.
That's not very nice of you. Were you selling peanuts at the game that day?
I was just telling Jason that I skipped school that day. It was my senior year of high school. I skipped school to go make money out at the ballpark, and I don't think I was quite good enough to be peanut guy yet. I think I was selling ice cold Coca-Colas.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful sunny day, and George Bell hit three home runs, and I had hurt my elbow air guitaring on the Saturday night before when I was at a party, and so it was a rough day of vending with my bad elbow.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how hurt your elbow.
It's
Tyler.
How I hurt my elbow, Steven. And then I go out
trying
there and
explore
I skip school.
Yourself, I think.
I went to my friend Troy's house and watched the school I was going to in 3 months lose to the enemy. And it's all been different since then. Nate.
Until
your Toronto producer take off hoser.
Yeah, there we go. That's exactly right. That's what you tell them. We will. Nate's leaving. Todd will rejoin us live from the Final Four Radio Row in Houston. We'll find out if we have a problem on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the show. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Nick Cicada is gone, but in his place, live from Houston, Texas, got Todd Lebo. Todd, set the scene for us down at the side of the Final Four.
We're down here at the Final Four in Houston, Texas. We're in the George R. Brown Convention Center, which is the biggest convention center I've ever been in. Like Bartle Hall and the KC Convention Center is big, right?
Right.
This is like three of those. There's three floors to this thing.
I don't believe you.
We're on the third floor of this deal. It's crazy. And it's right downtown. It's very cool. I will set the scene for what we did yesterday. We did radio, right? We did this, and I'm down here with Jason Anderson. He did the Zone Live. We did some interviews, had some fun, did some stuff. And yesterday was opening day in baseball, right? So the Royals played, and then yesterday the Astros were going to play at 6 o'clock, and we couldn't get tickets. I was trying to get free tickets. Couldn't work that out.
Free tickets down there?
Well, I was trying to get free tickets from a friend of mine who knows some Astros people. That's what I was trying to do. Didn't work out. Because it's apparently after you win the World Series, it's a big deal on opening day, blah, 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 okay? We go eat dinner.
I'm just going to tell you something right now. You missed something great because you threw out the first pitch, didn't you?
Megan Thee Stallion. So I'm watching the news coverage last night. Megan Thee Stallion was there. You know, Scarface, the rapper, is in the front office for Houston somehow.
Analytics.
Maybe. And Travis Scott was there. I mean, Houston's got a lot of stuff. And maybe this hour we'll hear from Bun B, who I spoke to yesterday. He's one of the Houston rappers.
Why didn't you speak to Megan Thee Stallion?
Well, she wasn't at Radio Row. I would have said some things to Megan Thee Stallion. I promise you that. So Jason and I, we go eat dinner at a place called Rodeo Goat. I'm telling you, the goat tasted great. Actually, we weren't eating goats.
What?
It was burgers. But we thought it's like the seventh or eighth inning. We can just kind of walk in and take a look around Minute Maid. This thing was like Fort Knox. They wouldn't let you in there. They said there's no reentry. And we're like, well, we haven't entered, so this isn't reentry. My daughter left her phone in there. I need to go get it. Well, I'll get someone to get it for you. They were wise to our game. We tried to get in like five gates over there. They're serious about the security, so we did not get to go in there and watch the Astros lose on opening day for the first time in 11 years. They had won 10 straight opening days, much like the Royals.
Hey, can you, Todd, could you be a part of me doing some business right now, please?
Yeah. What kind of business we have?
Let me see. I don't want to. There we go.
Susan, getting Megan Thee Stallion on the phone?
No. Yes, I'm getting Susan Thee Stallion on the phone right now. Susan, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Are you Susan Thee Stallion? I just wanted to.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I do. I promise you I do. I just wanted to call you and tell you happy birthday.
Oh.
It's early birthday. Your birthday's not till Sunday, but I, you know, I'm not on the air on Sunday. I can tell you that. I better not be. But I just want to tell you happy birthday.
32, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All over again.
So
and happy birthday, Susan.
And then here's the other question. If I asked you which, because we're watching two new shows, which of these two new shows do you think Todd should start watching first? Should he start watching The Night Agent on Netflix or Kiefer Sutherland starring in Rabbit Hole on Paramount Plus? Which of these two new shows do you enjoy more?
I don't know. I like them both.
Yeah, you got to pick one of them, though.
Probably The Rabbit Hole.
Rabbit Hole with Kiefer Sutherland. Let me tell you something, Todd.
Stephen, I don't have Paramount Plus right now.
Well, you're going to have to get it because the pilot was one of the best pilots I've seen. We've only watched two episodes. We're like five or six episodes in The Night Agent. We're going to finish that this weekend because you can binge it all. But Rabbit Hole's only giving you one episode a week. But they're both excellent. If you are a fan of 24, both have a very 24-ish vibe to it. I can almost pretend that instead of John Weir, that Kiefer Sutherland's character could be Jack Bauer, and so I recommend highly, but Susan says Rabbit Hole is where you start with, all right?
Well, I may have to watch Night Agent. I got a text from Lance, Lawyer Lance, this morning. He's already watched all of Night
Fantastic.
Agent, so it must be great.
Fantastic,
so I'm
that's
it.
All. That's all.
Jason's watching. Jason's watching too. All right, I'm going to watch that, and I will sign up for Paramount Plus. Are they dropping Rabbit Hole one at a time?
Yes, they start.
Okay, well I can wait a while. Then.
They start you off with two episodes, and then you go. But you got to. It's fantastic.
All right, I will watch them both.
I could tell you
for
that.
For Susan's birthday. I will
see,
watch them both.
How about that birthday present, Sue? Isn't that great?
Oh, that's the
best
great
thing in the world.
Present.
Right. All right, Sue. I just want to tell you that I love you. I'm sorry for anything that I might do this weekend that could make you mad in advance. I'm asking for your forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Right.
We had a big party last year for her birthday. Remember,
we did have a big
Final
party.
Four.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
That was your 31st then, right? If we're doing the math right, it was a special one for the 31st.
We're just going to go over to Steve St. John Sr., have dinner, have some cake, have some ice cream, you know, have some fun, and that's it.
There's no singing and dancing this time?
No. I think we're going to go see Tommy James and the Shondells on Saturday night.
That'll be awesome.
At Kauffman Center. But that's all. I don't want to make you mad because I know sometimes you don't like to be on the air, but I want to tell you I love you and happy birthday, and I'm looking forward to spending the weekend with you. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, you really sold it. Thanks. Thanks, Sue. All right. Happy birthday. I love you.
Thank you so much. Love you, too.
There
Bye.
She is. There
I kind of thought
go.
You were talking to me when you said you were apologizing for things. I guess you were talking to her, though.
Right. Well, either one of you. I'm sure that I irritate both of you. So. No, but I'm telling you, both those TV shows are fantastic. So give me a who's who. Name some of the names that were strolling through Radio Row down there yesterday.
Well, yesterday, I think the best thing we had on the air here was Dennis Gates. He was awesome. And I know you played part of it earlier today.
I did.
It's up on the podcast page. And we were, you know how the Radio Row goes, they give you 10 minutes and they say, what time do you want to sign up for? So we fixed the glitch in the system. We said we wanted the last spot because we knew he didn't have anywhere else to go. So we got like 19 minutes. So that was really good. I know today we're scheduled to have Bill Walton. That's always a highlight down here. I think Clark Kellogg is coming on today. We're going to have Jim Calhoun on as well, the former UConn coach, who is still coaching somewhere. He's like 80. Oh, he's finally retired. He's like 80 years old. And we will have Kevin Kugler. You know, he'll be on the call on Westwood One. So it's fun. Westwood One does a great job down here for us and sets this all up. We did see in the hallway, and I tried to catch up with him. I could not quite catch him. Jerome Tang was down here. He's not set to come in the room. But we will roam this three-story convention center looking for him today because the NABC conference is going on today. And I'll tell you the scariest thing that happened to me yesterday. I'm sitting here, and I don't look good, right? I'm not feeling good about my body, especially when I get a picture taken of me from behind and, like, from the side. I got a picture sent to me by Mark Boerichter, and it was, like, a picture of Jason and I sitting at this table. And I'm like, who the hell is taking a picture of me? His dad is down here for the NABC, and it sent a picture to him, and then he sent it to me. And so it was like a sneak attack picture. It's frightening, Stephen, to get a picture taken of you, sent to you by someone who you know is not there.
Right.
Weird. Was it very weird?
Was it a flattering picture at least?
No, it wasn't. I don't look good. I had my you know, gut hanging out on the side, my side gut. Not good.
So do you want to play some Dennis Gates for us? And
yeah, I think this is Dennis Gates. And I do suggest going to listen to this whole thing on the podcast page. But what the big thing a lot of people are talking about right now is Kobe Brown, right? Is he going to come back? Is he going to go try to play pro? And we don't get a real straight answer here, but if you read between the lines in this, I think you can kind of figure it out. Jason asked Dennis Gates, you know, kind of what Kobe Brown's future might hold.
Well, the most important part in all that is making sure a young man's dreams and aspirations do come true. We want him to figure out what's next, and that's what he and his family are doing now, and that's what we are consistently meeting on. I think building a team to make sure that we can harness the success that we had this year is important. So we're going to continue to recruit the portal, but also we're going to always have young men in this climate. I'll be shocked at how many teams don't have one guy going to portal. I'll be curious what that stat looks like, but I won't only know until August how many guys gone in the portal. But I think it's the normalcy of our you know, game is here. And we have to be fluid. We have to be working toward building a roster, but also retaining a roster. And we have some great players coming back and returning. But we're going to give Kobe Brown and his family the space to figure that out.
When did you realize that maybe when did he realize he could be that good? Because that's one thing. Like the potential, like Missouri fans could see it even as a freshman. Like, this guy's got some game to him, like an all-around game. But I don't know that I ever saw that where Utah State, it's like he just takes over. Like he goes Kobe, you know. It's like all the kids in the parking lot, Kobe.
We want to continue to encourage him.
Yeah.
Because when I first got here at Mizzou and we had our first workout, he said, "Coach, you want me to shoot this?" "Yes, Kobe, I want you to shoot that ball." "What you mean?" "Or I'm going to take you out the game." So we had a little headbutting going on when it comes down to how aggressive I wanted him to be as a perimeter shooter. Because I saw the work that he put in. I saw how talented he was, but also his development over the course of the last couple of years that Coach Martin and his staff was able to identify that young man and bring him in, but get him better, right? Yeah. I wanted him to take the next step, right? And that's what he did. He were able to improve his three-point percentage by 25-plus points, percentage points. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
He increased his volume and his efficiency from points to rebounding rate and different things like that. And that's the things that I enjoy watching, the development of a young man.
Now tell me what he said off the air. Is Kobe coming back or not?
He didn't give us a hint on that.
You're lying to me.
No, seriously. He really didn't. I think this is a huge, I mean, it's obviously huge for Mizzou. If he came back, you're talking about a real cornerstone, right? And I think he's an interesting guy for this time, where we're dealing with NIL money, and then where he's not like a lottery pick NBA player. So he's certainly a professional basketball player. Maybe he could play in the NBA. But should you come back to school and you can make some real money and play and live the college basketball life, which is a great life, talk to anyone. It's a better life than the G League, right? I talked to a couple. They had some of the college all-star guys down here. From the nice kid from Colgate I was talking to. He's got friends who play in Europe, and he knows that maybe where his future is. That may not, I mean, sure, you're getting some money, but you're living in a country, you may not speak the language. I mean, you know, are you getting paid? All that kind of stuff. There's something comfortable about being at the school that you've been at your whole career in this time of transfers and NIL and all that. It would be monstrous if he comes back, Stephen. I just don't know. I don't have a real good read on this. I think Dennis Gates doesn't want to push the issue with him, right? You got to let the family and all figure it out. You have to be there for them, but you can't put too much pressure on because you don't want to scare them away, right?
No, you don't want to scare them away. And you got to, I mean, you got to let him make his own decision, but let the NIL money do your talking.
Right.
Right? That can make his decision for him.
This NIL stuff, I've talked to a lot of guys about this for like a year, right? You talk to different people, and Miami's at the Final Four, and they very easily could have lost to Texas, right? And they won the ACC, they were a 5 seed or whatever, but that's an NIL team, right? The guy, this John Ruiz, has all this money, and he's paid $400,000 a year to Nigel Pack, and then who knows what Wong got. There's some of that stuff there. Listen, Missouri has as many people who donate to their school have as much money as nearly anyone in college when you have Walmart people involved in your school, right? But is that some interest that the Cronkies and Lorries have of doing that, or is this more of a grassroots thing? Does your school have that where that's their priority? This is John Ruiz's only thing he cares about is, the U. His kids played baseball there. They're paying baseball players. They're playing basketball players. They're paying women's basketball players. They're doing everything. I don't know if that's where Mizzou is right now. And I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I know it certainly helps keep some players around. And I don't think we have a real good feel about what Mizzou's NIL situation is on that front. I don't know.
Now, Kobe Brown get paid if he stays in Mizzou.
Absolutely. I agree with that. But all right. Wouldn't it be nice if Stan Kroenke just said, "I want to be crazy like this John Ruiz guy"?
How about this? I'm looking at a very recent NBA mock draft from USA Today, and I'm looking at check out some of these names in the second round. They do have Kobe Bryant going in the second round, and in the past, without NIL, that might be enough to get him to go. They have the number 53 overall pick going to the Timberwolves. One pick ahead of Drew Timmy going to Sacramento. But then also you have some other big names that you would recognize. Jalen Wilson going number 46. That's in the second round. They have Trey Alexander from Creighton going 48. Kevin McCullough from Kansas going 49. I mean, Jordan Miller from Miami going 52. Baylor Shireman from Creighton going 56. Isaiah Wong from Miami going 57. So he's right in there, one spot ahead of Drew Timmy. And that might have been enough in the past to get him to turn pro. But, I mean,
certainly not now.
Going number 53 now or getting paid at Mizzou, baby. Let's go!
I'm telling you, when you get in the second-round draft pick in the NBA, that is no guarantee of anything. I mean, you have to – listen, they all believe in themselves. They all think they can play in the NBA. And there is some point, I guess, when you're probably would rather not be the 23-year-old rookie. You'd rather be the 20-year-old rookie. We joked about this last week. Luka Doncic is younger than Desi Sills, okay? And Luka's been in the NBA for 5 freaking years, and Desi Sills was still playing at K-State. So there's something, you want to be the younger player in the NBA. But I'm telling you, this NIL thing changes the calculus of the equation big time. Because you can make some real money. There's no real money in the NBA in the second round. If you get picked, you get cut. Then you're off in the G League, and you can definitely make more money at Missouri playing basketball than you can in the G League. And you got a better life, man. These guys in the G League, they're playing in these weird little arenas with weird, no fans there and all that. You're playing at Missouri. You're in the SEC. You're flying charters. You're staying in nice hotels. You might, like K-State just announced they're going to Bahamas next year. KU's going to Maui. I don't know where Missouri's going. They get these trips going places. The G League ain't going to Maui. You're not. There's no tournament in Maui. You don't get the summer in Italy to play basketball either, like they do every 4 years with these guys. It's a game changer for college basketball to do that. And there's a lot to discuss. And the hard part is they want to know right now about Kobe Brown because they want to get in the transfer portal and get some other players if they don't have them. And they're out there doing high school recruiting as well. It's a tough time. This is harder to be a head coach now. Organization, all those kind of things than it's ever been. The coaching is the coaching. But, like, getting your roster filled is harder now than it's ever been. It's more complicated, I guess.
Todd Lebo live from Houston. Come back and do another segment with me, will you?
Absolutely.
All right, that's Todd down in the Final Four. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Todd, why can't I hear some of your conversation with rapper Bun B?
Well, let's do it, man. You know, we can do all kinds of stuff down here. They got Mayor coming through today. They got Bun B. You've got we're going to maybe get Dana Holgorsen on the show today. Always one of my favorite coaches in the football. Because they're in the dang Big 12 now, right? So Bun B is here yesterday, and I said, well, I'll talk to Bun B for a second.
Right.
And I'm not deep into the Houston rap thing. You know I'm a big Paul Wall guy or a Mike Jones guy. Mm-hmm. Always been like that. But
Mike Jones,
who right. is, and, you know, the Ghetto Boys, my mind is playing tricks on me. But I didn't really know Bun B, and then it finally occurred to me that Big Pimpin' song there with B-U-N-B. Anyway, I had a chance to talk to Bun B for a little bit. He's a great Houston guy. He's from Port Arthur, but he's a Houston guy now. He's got restaurants here. He does all kinds of great things in the community. But I asked him about maybe one of his most fun experiences getting on someone's track and recording a song.
I'll tell you this, right? We were recording in Atlanta for Super Bowl weekend. Super Bowl in Atlanta got iced out, so the streets were iced and frozen over.
I was there at that Super Bowl.
And so,
that city shut down.
Yeah, no, it was all this great stuff that was planned. We had concerts and hostings and guest appearances, and almost everything we were involved in got canceled that weekend. But we still had invited friends over to the house, to my partner Pimp C's house in Atlanta, to record some music. But he lived like up a spiral driveway on a hill. So the only way we could get there, we had to park on the street
and then
make a human chain and climb up the grass on the side of the sidewalk. But then at some point, you had to walk across the driveway to get into the house. And I was like the crash test dummy. I went out there first. Yes, because I'm the host, right? I'm there bringing the out-of-town company in. And, of course, I made it halfway, slipped and fell, slammed my face on the concrete, the frozen concrete. My left side of my face was cold for, like, even after the Super Bowl. This all happened on Saturday night. We went to the game the next day, Monday morning. My face, I swear, it was still cold, but still had to do the music, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. That was a crazy Super Bowl. What's the favorite thing you've ever rapped on? What are you most proud of?
That's a good question. I would probably say the one record that did the most for us, I would have to admit, was the song Big Pimpin' with Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Because that just gave us international cachet, right?
Right.
We had been very successful as Southern artists and had progressed to the Midwest and gotten some East Coast and West Coast acknowledgement. But doing a song like that, I've traveled to at least 60 different countries around the world. In every country, in every nightclub, that song comes on.
And everybody knows it.
And still, this is the 23rd year that song's been out, and it still resonates in the club.
Right.
Still
so
works.
So when you record something like that, like, he's doing his part, you're doing his part, like, is it all at once? Did they put it all together? Do you even know what it is?
Well, they called us. They told us about it. I flew to New York. I did my part in New York. Jay-Z had already done his.
Right.
And then I brought the record back to Houston, and eventually Pimp C got on the record there. So everybody recorded at different moments, but everybody understood the assignment, as they say.
There you go. That's Bun B, B-U-N-B, Stephen.
Right.
Talking about Big Pimpin' and that Super Bowl in Atlanta where it got iced out. I would love to have some video of a chain of rappers trying to pull each other up a hill in Atlanta in the ice. That was quite a scene, I'm sure.
They did what they had to do. Who else is going to be there today that you're looking forward to?
Well, as I said, Bill Walton will be in the room. That's always fun. And what's the list? I don't even remember now. What's on the list, Jason? I'm going to write this down.
Are you going to sit down with Bill Walton?
Well, Bill, it's interesting. Bill Walton, he's going to sit down. He'll be on here. They bring a tall chair for him. His back is so bad.
Right.
He's going to be on at, I'm looking at the list, 1:30. And I know Clark Kellogg's going to come by. Kevin Kugler's going to come by. A lot of the Westwood One guys, for sure. And I think we're going to get Tobin Anderson. Great story, right? Had the 16-1 seed upset, and now he's coaching at Iona. Just like that. You know, you go do something, you get a job, now all of a sudden you get your Iona sweater on. Coming through. So we'll have a lot of fun things like that coming out here today. And then who knows what else? I don't know. We'll see. And I'm going to be on later today. I think we're supposed to have Bobby Hurley Jr. on when I'm on the afternoon with Danny's in for Surin today. And that'll be interesting because his brother is coaching the Final Four with UConn. So that'll be fun.
His brother, Dan Hurley, is a huge Cincinnati Bengals fan.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I saw a video of him going crazy and jumping up and down in his living room with his kids when the Bengals beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
So. Why on earth is he a Cincinnati?
I have no idea. Bengals I don't know how I feel about that. I just telling
you what
I saw. He's
from New Jersey.
Maybe that's a good question for Bobby Hurley Jr.
Yeah, we'll ask him. Hey, what's this deal with your brother?
Yeah. Why am I seeing this video that went viral of him jumping up and down and screaming in his living room when the Bengals won the AFC Championship game?
Yeah. I guess he didn't do that this year, did he?
No. I probably watched it, but he was sad then because the Chiefs won.
Yeah, that's a weird one. We'll find out why. I mean, like Joe Burrow's not from back east. I don't know.
You don't have to pick the game on Monday because we'll talk to you on Monday. So give us your official picks with the points for Marco's pleasure, please. Right now we have this ain't going to be that easy.
Okay.
The Iowa women, led by Caitlin Clark, 11.5-point underdogs to undefeated South Carolina.
That's a huge number. South Carolina is awesome, though. But give me Iowa to cover one.
Yeah. Hy-Vee just put out a tweet of different people wishing Caitlin Clark good luck, and the first one was Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, she's something to watch, man. She's incredible.
Oh, we can't wait. All right, yeah. On to the Final Four. The first game, 5:09, right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. San Diego State, a 3-point favorite over Florida Atlantic.
Give me the Owls there. You give me some points.
Mm-hmm.
I like them.
I'll give
me
three
the Owls.
Points. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the nightcap, 7:49 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. UConn, a 6-point favorite over Miami.
I think I still like UConn there, man. They're on fire. Now, if they maybe they lose their momentum over this last week, you know, Miami got the bounce, obviously, from jumping from behind against Texas and getting here. But I think UConn looks like the best team in the tournament. Probably were underseeded, but they look really good right now. So I guess I'll take UConn, even though the number's big.
And then just set up the rest of the day. Jason Anderson, you broadcasting live all day long, and then Danny's in. Give us the rundown for all of our listeners.
Yeah, like I said, we'll have a lot of Westwood One folks on, Kevin Kugler, Bill Walton. They're all part of the broadcast. And we will have some more coaches come by. I mentioned Bobby Hurley Jr. And I think we're going to get Jim Calhoun on the phone, the UConn coach. He's not here yet, but they want to get him on because he's a UConn guy. I'm sure he'll have plenty of fun stuff to say about his time as a UConn head coach. That'll be great. He's a Hall of Famer. He was just, I think he got inducted into the CBE, the College Basketball Hall of Fame, this last year. So that's he's a fun guy to talk to. And Dana Holgorsen, they came by and said, Dana Holgorsen's going to be here. I said, Jason, you got to get Dana Holgorsen.
Right.
He was always great on the old teleconferences, and now he's going to be a Big 12 coach, right?
Be sure.
Houston's in the Big 12.
Be sure to tell Jim Calhoun that if UConn wins the championship this year, Nate has agreed to...
It will be a blue blood?
No. Nate has agreed to call UConn a light blue or powder blue blood. not a full blue blood, but see...
We were listening to that conversation this morning. Yeah.
Yeah? What do you think
it's
of that?
Hard for them to give up that title.
Right.
They don't want people in the club.
Very exclusive club that they are not looking for members, is what I'm told. Thank you for all of your efforts.
Not seeking members.
You guys, you and Jason sound great down there in Houston. I hope you continue to get great guests. Thank you for speaking with Dennis Gates. Did you tell him that that the Mizzou Arena is now known as Gates of Hell? Does he sign off on that?
Didn't say that, but we did talk a little off the air about how awesome the atmosphere was, and he said they were blown away by it, and they can't wait for it to keep growing.
Gates of Hell. That's why. Thank you, Todd.
All right, buddy. Happy birthday, Susan.
That's right. That's Todd Lebo, Jason Anderson down there doing a great job. Marco's wearing a hockey jersey for some reason today, so he's fired up for plenty. I don't know what's going on with
Bruins,
you.
Bruins, number one in the East, baby.
Man, oh, man, I can't believe it. You really are excited about that. I'm excited because this effing week is over. Thank you, Lord. Have a great day on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
The Border Patrol has been brought to you by Walker Medical Linen Services, setting the standard in healthcare laundry services for hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in Kansas City. Walker Medical Linen delivers laundry you can depend on. HLAC certified to the highest standards. It's Walker Medical Linen Services, online at walkermls.com.
Bye-bye.